much for this opportunity to share with you.
谢谢大家让我能够来到这里。
It is a blessing to be with my Chinese brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 是神的祝福能够跟华人的这些弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
It is a great blessing to hear your passionate prayers.
我们这样的热情是神的一个祝福。
My husband Kerem and I served in Turkey for 7 years.
我和我丈夫在教会服侍了七年。
Kerem came from a Muslim family but met Jesus about 12 years ago.
十二年前我们从一个穆斯林的家庭被耶稣认识耶稣基督。
He would like to be here, but our daughter is sick, so he is staying with our daughter right now.
我丈夫本来应该来，但是我女儿病了，所以他现在跟她在一起。
We have 3 small children, as you see in my Zoom picture.
我们有三个小孩，我看有 share, you have sharing? Oh, I see.
My profile picture.
I see, 对，他那个上面有一个小照片，上面有三个小孩。
Yeah. I was called to serve the Turkish people. God showed me I should serve the Turkish people.
神呼召我来服侍土耳其人。
And my husband also has a heart to serve the Turkish people, to share the gospel.
我丈夫也有这样的心，要服侍土耳其的人。
After we served together in Turkey for 7 years, I had to leave.
在土耳其服侍了七年以后，我必须离开。
The government no longer will allow me to enter Turkey.
当地的政府不让我们再回到土耳其。
Because they consider me a security threat because of sharing the gospel.
因为他们认为我是有会带来安全的这个威胁。
不是的哦。
好。Yeah, please go.
Thank you.Now we live in Paterson, New Jersey.
现在我们住在 New Jersey 的 Paterson 地方。
And we are working with the 100,000 Turkish people in that area.
我们现在和当地的10万土耳其的居民。
We are working with a local team there.
我们和当地的同工一起服侍。
And we help them start a social media outreach.
我们帮助他们开始在社区的宣传。
So I will share my screen if I can.
我来看看能不能分享我的做的那个些文件。
Does it show now?
Yes, but not the presentation mode.
Okay.
Let me go to, yeah. Better.
Yes. So,While we were in Turkey, we followed up with people who requested New Testaments.
在土耳其我们跟进那些新约的一些听众。
And in Turkey, there is a ministry called kutsalkitap.org in the top left corner in this picture.
Left corner, it is...在土耳其有这样的一个事工。
And so we followed up with people who requested New Testaments through this ministry.
我们跟进那些有人请求就是需要新约的这些人。他们通过这个网站，他们可以拿到新约，然后他们就继续的跟踪他们。
Now in New Jersey, we are doing something similar.
在新泽西，我们也做同样的事工。
Our website is shown on the bottom of this page.
这是我们的网站，在这个下面的。
And we have video ads on Facebook and Instagram.
我们有广告的视频在 Facebook 上面，还有这个手机的那个小程序都可以。
These video ads have my husband's face and he's speaking.
我的丈夫会在这些视频的广告上面做演说。
And they link to my husband's testimony.
他们听我丈夫的见证。
And the photograph for that is in the top right corner.
就是在这个图上面右边右上角的这个图像是他的丈夫。
Many people have responded to our ads already.
有不少人对我们的这个福音广告有回应。
Some of them ask for New Testaments.
有的人要我们给他们新约。
Some of them want to talk more with my husband.
有一些人想和我丈夫能够多谈一些。
Some of them curse my husband.
也有一些人诅咒我的丈夫。
But that is good too.
那个也是很好的。
Because my husband starts talking with them.
因为那样至少可以让我的丈夫和他们有交流。
And sometimes they start to respect him and think more about Christianity.
有的时候他们开始慢慢的对我的丈夫变得更加尊敬，然后开始思考基督教。
We also met two believers here in Paterson, New Jersey.
我们在这里也遇到 ，Let's say it again, what's the person?
Two believers, two Turkish believers.
我们在这里也遇到两个土耳其的基督徒。
And they became believers in Turkey.
他们在土耳其信的主。
But they had not been baptized.
但是他们没有被洗礼，接受洗礼。
So we were able to baptize them.
所以我们可以为他们施洗。
And together with the team, we started a house church with them to help disciple them.
与他们一起同工，我们开始了一个家庭教会，同时也牧养他们。
They are faithful and learning and learning how to share their faith.
他们很有信心也很委身来传学习和传送福音。
We also met Halit.
我们也
in this picture.
遇到有新的追求者，新的慕道友。
He responded to a Facebook ad asking for a Bible.
他是在 Facebook 上面进行回应的。
He came from Turkey recently.
他刚从土耳其过来。
And he is a philosophy student.
他是哲学的学生。
He started meeting with us to study the Bible.
他慢慢的开始与我们一起来学习圣经。
He works 6 days a week.
他工作六天每个星期。
But would meet with us on his day off.
星期天的时候他就和我们在一起。
One day he had to work on his day off.
有一天他必须在他本来该休息的时候要去工作。
But he said, I still want to meet.
但是他说我还是很想一起参加聚会。
Can we meet on Zoom at 11 at night?
我们是不是可以在 Zoom 上面晚上11点的时候来聚会？
Because he was very hungry for the gospel.
因为他非常渴慕地了解福音。
My husband and our team member met with him in person that night.
所以我丈夫和他的同工在那天晚上就和他有个聚会。
And he gave his heart to Jesus that night.
那天晚上他决志信主。
Now he is sharing with the other person in the picture.
在这个照片里面他在和另外的一个朋友分享福音。
This other Turkish person met Kerem in a Turkish restaurant.
这另外一个人是在一个土耳其的饭店和 Karen 相聚的。
He recognized him from the Facebook ads.
他立刻认出他就是在那个 Facebook 上面，就是脸书上面那个做福音广告的人。
He said,I'm from your hometown.
他说我是从你家乡来的。
And now I'm here.
那现在我在这里了。
Maybe I will be a Christian too.
也许我也想做一个基督徒。
He is now studying the Bible with our team every week.
他现在和我们的同工每个星期都会学习圣经。
And his heart is very open.
他的心是敞开的。
It isn't easy for Turkish people to accept Jesus.
让土耳其的人能够接受耶稣基督是一件不容易的事情。
They are taught many false things about Christianity.
他们在过去的经历里面被教导了很多关于基督教，但是都是错误的教导。
When they do become a believer, they face much pressure from their family and their friends to not be a Christian.
当他们变成基督徒，决定要变成基督徒的时候，他们会受到来自家庭和朋友有很多的压力。
And a Turkish person believes that their identity is being Muslim.
土耳其人相信他们的生来就是一个穆斯林人。
They don't believe they can change religions.
他们不相信他们可以改变他们的信仰。
So they believe that to be a Turk is to be a Muslim.
他们相信如果你是个土耳其人的话你就必须是一个穆斯林。
God has given us a vision for the Turkish people all over the world, actually.
但是神给了我们一个关于土耳其人的意象却布满了全地。
There is a great need to evangelize Turks everywhere.
有一个很大的需要就是在各地能够向土耳其人传福音。
In this map, the countries that are dark red have over 1 million Turkish people in them.
在这个地图上面，中间那个黑的地方大概有100万 超过100万的土耳其人。
And the countries with bright red have over 100,000.
然后在那个灰稍微浅一点的红色大概有几十万土耳其人。
There are very few people sharing the gospel or planting churches with Turkish people in the countries outside Turkey.
在土耳其外面有不多的这些传讲福音的人向他们能够来见证福音。
And there are less than 0.3% believers among the Turkish people.
在整个的土耳其的人群里面大概有2%低于2%-3%的人是基督徒。
So, we have a vision to reach the unreached Turkish speaking people groups all over the world.
所以我们在有一个在全世界各地向那些未听福音之土耳其人传福音的这样的意向。
Of course, we can only be in one place at a time.
当然我们每一个时间只能在一个地方。
So we want to train people, many people, to go to different places to share the gospel and plant churches.
所以我们希望能够培训更多的同工去更多的地方建立教会传扬福音。
And God has put it on our heart to start a mission school for this purpose.
神呼召我们为这个目的我们成立学校。
So we have chosen Batumi, Georgia, which is right next to Turkey.
所以我们选择 Batumi, Georgia, 就在土耳其旁边。
Georgia is an Orthodox Christian country.
这个 Georgia 是一个比较传统的正统。
So we have freedom of religion in Georgia.
所以我们在 Georgia 有比较自由的信仰环境。
So we can pass out Bibles.
所以我们可以在那里分发圣经。
We can start a mission school and church.
我们在那里可以建立宣教的学校。
With no problems from the government.
在那里没有来自政府的压力。
Also, it is very easy for people to enter Georgia.
而且人们来到 Georgia 是很方便的。
Turkish people don't even need a passport.
土耳其人都不需要护照就可以来到 Georgia.
They come and they are automatically given a year permission to stay in Georgia.
他来的话就可以自然的在那里可以待一年。
The same from Azerbaijan.
从阿塞拜疆也是这样的。
Many other countries just come and show their passport and they can stay automatically for a year.
有不少国家的人只要来给他们看一下他们的护照他们就可以在那里待很长时间。
Many Turkish people come to Batumi as tourists.
很多的人来到 Batumi从土耳其来。
About 2 million every summer.
每一个夏天大概有200万。
And they come for gambling and for women.
他们过来 看女人，还有什么 emblem? What does emblem mean?
So they come to sin, to do bad things.
Oh, 他们来到这里做很多坏事。
So it is easy to tell them that they need Jesus.
所以很容易就可以感受到他们是需要主耶稣的人。
When we start the school,
当我们开始这个学校的时候,
it will be for two kinds of students.
我们会有两种学生。
One will be native Turkish speakers from Turkey and other places.
有一种呢是说土耳其当地语言的这些人是从土耳其来的。
And the other will be people who want to learn Turkish and to share the gospel among Turkish people.
另外一群人呢是希望学习土耳其语向土耳其人传福音的人。
The focus of the school will be on evangelism and church planting for those who know Turkish.
学校的主要教导的是教会的职堂和福音的传讲，主要是针对土耳其的这个人群。
They will have some classroom training.
我们会在学校里面学习一些内容。
But most of their training will be practical training.
更多的培训是在实际中进行的。
They will share the gospel on the streets of Batumi.
他们会在街上去传福音。
And go on trips into Turkey and Azerbaijan and other countries to follow up with people who want to hear the gospel.
然后他们就会去阿塞拜疆，去土耳其，然后其他的国家。回去继续的跟进那些对福音有兴趣的朋友。
When they graduate the school,
当他们毕业的时候,
we will send them to a place that has no church, no Turkish church.
我们会把他们送到没有土耳其教会的地方。
We will mentor them through the church planting process.We will help them to plant a church.
我们会指导他们进行职堂和传福音工作。
And we will also help support them financially.
我们也会在财务上面支持他们。
Because many people from Turkish background have little money.
因为从土耳其出来的那背景的人没有什么钱。
And few contacts with people who could support them.
他们，我们会跟他们联系，有一些可以支持他们的人。
But we will also use social media in the area that we send them, social media advertisements in the area that we send them to help them find people who are seeking the gospel.
我们也会使用社交媒体在当地帮助他们来传讲福音，在他们所去的地方。
We have a team in Batumi right now, and they have already opened a Turkish church in Batumi.
我们在Batumi 这个地方已经建立了一个教会。
It is in the Turkish neighborhood.
它是在土耳其人居住的地方。
And all Turkish people who come to Batumi go to this neighborhood.
有不少的土耳其人会到这个教会附近的这个社区来。
So, especially in the summertime, we will have many opportunities to share with Turkish people who come.
在夏天的时候，这里有很好的机会可以和来到这里的土耳其人进行交流、接触。
I want to share a quick story to show how this works.
我想分享一个小故事来告诉大家这个是怎么样进行的。
While we were serving in Turkey, we met these two, people.
当我们在教会服侍的时候，我们遇见了这一家人。
The man, saw a face, an ad for a New Testament.
这个男的，先生看到了新约的一个广告视频。
He asked for a New Testament.
然后他就想要一本新约圣经。
Someone from our team followed up with him.
我们同工。
Someone from our team met with him.
我们同工就和他见面了。
And answered his questions.
然后回答了他的一些问题。
He came to know Jesus.
他就接受了主耶稣基督。
And was baptized.
通过那个福音的广告。
You get the lady.
那个女士。
She also saw an ad for a New Testament and asked for a New Testament.
她也是在福音的广告上面请求需要一本新约圣经。
She came to our meetings a few times.
她参加几次我们的聚会。
Then she accepted Jesus and was baptized.
然后她就接受了耶稣基督并受洗。
They fell in love and got married.
然后他们俩互相相爱了，然后结婚了。
And we could see their hearts were full of desire to serve the Lord.
我们可以看到他们有一颗热情的那种服侍主的渴望。
So we spent many hours discipling and mentoring them.
所以我们花了很多的时间来引导他们，来训练他们。
Now they live in a city in eastern Turkey.
他们现在住在土耳其东边的一个城市里面。
And they are planting a church where there are no other churches, no other Turkish churches.
他们在那里植堂，在那个地方没有别的土耳其人的教会。
And also meeting with believers and seekers in two different cities.
他同时也和不同的城市的信主的人和不信主的人能够有聚会。
And we will be helping them by placing social media ads in their area so that more people can contact them.
我们会继续帮助在他们所居住的城市里面用社会媒体的方式帮助他们宣传福音。
So this is a good picture of what we are hoping to do with Turkish people.
这是一个非常完美的故事画面，我们希望在土耳其的人中所做的事工。
As I said before, we also want to help train people who are not Turkish but want to serve the Turkish people.
前面我也提过，我们也希望能够训练那些对土耳其人有福音负担的非土耳其人。
And Batumi is a good place for them to start learning the Turkish language.
Batumi 是一个城市，他们在那里可以很好的学习土耳其语言。
And we will help them learn the language and the culture so that they can effectively share the gospel.
我们会帮助他们学习语言和土耳其的文化，以便可以让他们非常有效的来接触土耳其人。
I would like to share two prayer requests.
我希望来分享两个祷告的请求。
Right now we are on a support raising tour in southern US.
现在我们正在美国的南边来有一个这个能够收集资金的这样的一个旅行。
Please pray for safe travels.
请为我们旅游的安全祷告，旅程的安全祷告。
We are driving a lot and meeting with many different people.
我们开着车正是在和很多的人能够见面。
Please also pray that God will provide the support so that we can move to Georgia and help start the school.
我们也希望神能够充分的供应，让我们有足够的供应去在 Georgia 开始这样的学校。
Thank you very much. I appreciate your listening to me.
谢谢大家能够来听我们的见证。
And thank you so much for your prayers.
也为大家的祷告献上感谢。Okay, that's all.
Yes.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Thank
谢谢那个 Joy 给我们的分享。好，那我们 is any question? 有没有一些问题大家想了解的
？Yes, sir. Joy, thanks for your sharing. This is Fred.Could you also share a little bit the support, what the financial support, how much that will be in, and how that will be used, if that's okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Fred.
这个问题呢，就是希望他能够分享一下他们所需要的这个资助。
We are looking to raise...$10,100 in monthly support.
他们希望能够有$11,000的这样的数量是每个月。
40% of this amount is ministry, pure ministry expenses.
40%的是他们的需要，事工的需要。
Because we will be traveling a lot with the school.
因为他们需要在这个学校里面有许多的旅行。
So we trust God to provide for all those needs.
我们相信神会供应这一切。That'll be 10,000, right? 10,000, one, 10,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
所以他们会需要大概一万多美金，然后每个月的这样的一个 budget， 就这样的一个预算。Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's a wonderful sharing.
Thank you.